town that Sunday. But praise God. Thank you, Men's Choir, for an outstanding job, as well as our young fellas as well. Fellas, come on in and find your seat. Come on in and find your seat. We got some dynamic messages about to come through up in here now. I can tell you, in the first service, Whitney and Ella, they just lit us on fire. Gave us all kind of great challenges as men and fathers, and we appreciate them very, very much. Rufus did a good job of wrapping things up for us. Now, today, here at the 11:15 service, we've got two internationally known speakers with us. When we first sat down to plan for Men's Day, we said we wanted to do something out of the ordinary. We wanted to do something we hadn't done before, and one of the things we had never done before was to have awesome ladies speak to us. We usually are challenging each other, but we felt like we needed to hear a word from what y'all had to say to us as women, to us as men. And men who excel, we're always talking about how to be better fathers, better husbands, better men, but a lot of time it's from our perspective. So we wanted to get a perspective from the very, very best. And after doing a nationwide search for speakers, it was a tough choice. I was the one that said, nah, she's just a famous TV star. We don't want her. And I was the one who said, nah, she's just married to the president. We don't quite want her. We're looking for somebody a little bit more dynamic. And I was the one, nah, she's just a movie star. What could she really have to say? And then somebody said, well, you know, we got Vincia and Yvonne in our congregation. I said, what you say? They said, Vincia and Yvonne. I said, praise God. Why didn't I think of that from the very beginning? And the more we thought about it, the more we was wondering, could we afford to pay them to get here? And then when we found out we didn't have to pay no plane ticket to fly them in, hallelujah. And we found out somebody was going to drive them to church anyways. We knew we could afford the very best of the best. So Vincia is going to come and speak to us a challenge from fathers. Then Yvonne is going to come. And then our own John Webb is going to come and respond on behalf of us as men. Now, Vincia, we want you and Yvonne to know y'all among folks who love y'all and care about y'all. So right now, just shake off the nervousness. Hey! Oh, yeah, I saw it jump over there when I grabbed you. So you just go ahead on and give us the message that God has laid on your heart. Let's just pray. Lord, we thank you for how our sisters are going to minister to us and how John is going to minister to us afterwards. We just ask that you would open every heart, open every ear, that we as men might become more of what you've called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Give me a moment to sit down. I want to hear all of this.
Ooh-wee. Hello, everybody. Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but okay, so, you know, Pastor Rick, you know, he called me. He asked me, can I speak for this Sunday? And I was like, you know, about what, you know? And then he was like, you know, we need a topic about what do we want from our fathers. So I was like, oh, I got this. Yeah, I can do this. Then I hold it off, oh, I can do it tomorrow. Oh, I can do it the next day. Oh, I got it. Yesterday, I was up writing this for today. So I'm not going to keep you waiting any longer. So, what we need from our fathers is patience. When we tell you that we know what we're talking about, I mean what we're doing, then come to find out we don't, and now we're crying on your shoulders. We need care. When that boy or that girl or that friend has hurt our hearts and led us in the wrong direction. We need laughter. When we come home on days and just sit in our rooms and walk around like sad puppies, like our worlds had just ended. We need understanding. When we tell you our secrets and what's going on in our lives, or when we just need to talk to you to get things off our chest. We need comfort. When we are hard at work, or when we feel like giving up, when we can't pass that last test to move ahead. We need words of encouragement. We don't know what to do, or the next step to take, or what path to choose. We need honesty. When we ask you questions about our bodies, or how the world works, or how men supposed to treat us, and how the boys are put to treat young ladies and men and young and women. We need faithfulness. When we ask you to come to one of our games or an important event, just your presence and being there for us, we need it. We need your trust. When we know that we may have messed up in the past or let you down, but we're only human and everybody make mistakes. We need your protection from the boys and men that break our hearts, or women and girls that are just playing with our emotions, also protecting us from danger in our, protecting us from danger in ourselves and in our family. We need support when we are at our last thread and feel like giving up and we think we can't go on. Most importantly, we need love. When we're sick, sad, happy, down, when we're doing wrong, when we're doing right, when we're not at our best, and when we are our best, we just need your love. That's it.
I was approached for this, and they were telling me, you have 7 minutes. I'm like, how do you think we're going to get all this in 7 minutes? But I will do my best. Don't watch the clock. What does a woman need from a man? I abbreviated, I changed a little bit, and I said qualities of a good man. And I went to the Bible a couple of times. And I went to 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, the love chapter. In verse 4, it reads, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrong. I'll read that one again for myself. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, there will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. And I also looked at the story of Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz. And I went there because what does a woman need from a man? It was an unusual story because here is this daughter-in-law with her mother-in-law. Now, for those of you who have mother-in-laws, that's sometimes not the first place you go to find a man. You figure, okay, I got your son the first time. I'm doing the best I can with him. If something happens, now here she is going to Naomi to find another man. I don't know if it's so much she went to Naomi. Naomi took it upon herself. I'm gonna find you a man. So she had this relative, Boaz. Now, Boaz met all the criteria according to Naomi for what she considered to be a good man. He was wealthy. He was employed. Amen. Hard working. Honest. Independent, dedicated, and respectful. Now, I took that story and I polled over 1,000 women. Would you believe I polled over 1,000 women? How about 500? I think Pastor Rick is watching my phone or something. Well, the women I polled, I had some really interesting responses about what a woman needs from a man and the qualities of a good man. Now, some of them I'm going to share and give. I'm going to tell the names of the people who said this stuff. I told Kalita after I finished those phone calls, my face was in traction. But it's just like David Letterman when he does his top 10 qualities. So I'm going to start with number 10. Number 10 for what a woman needs from a man as far as qualities that she's looking for. She's looking for someone who has a good personality, not overly serious, humorous. Now, the Williams sisters gave me number 9. I'm going to give you credit. Lori said, brother got to have deep pockets. Deep pockets because he likes to shop and lavish his woman with gifts, which means he has a legitimate job. She said, say that one again, a legitimate job, and is hard working. Number 8, y'all would never believe who gave me this one. I'm not going to tell you what she prefaced it with. But she said, and I agree with it. And I think all the women who agree with this one, just raise your hand. You know, just like in the Baptist church, the pinky finger. Only speaks when spoken to. Hold on, I'm not finished. endorses his check over to his wife, have meals prepared. It would help if he can cook and clean. Now that one came from high authority in the church. Number 7. Be willing to step outside the box, doing something that may be different or out of the routine or norm, enjoyable to do things with. Number 6. I want Lori to stand up. But I stand up. I don't want anybody else to even think they could get credit for this. Lori said the first thing, she didn't even have to think about it. She said, take care of home first. I said, Lori, whoa, Lori, wait. What do you mean by that? Because that could be read a lot of different ways. Well, Auntie, you know, take care of home first means be present in the home. Be present in the home. Not just provide a place to stay, but have your presence there, both physical, mental, and emotional, committed to the welfare of that household. Spending quality time, not quantity, because he can be there all day long watching TV, but spending quality time with his family. Number 5, be compassionate, humble, modest, meek, and unselfish, caring and loving of the people in his household and the people that he's around. Number four, be a good listener and conversationalist. I taught my daughter well when she said this. I like this. I put a star by it. When asked for your help, it doesn't necessarily mean we want your opinion. It means we want to hear, we want to make sure you hear what's being said and paying attention to what we're saying. That's what a good listener does. Also, be a good conversationalist. Number three, patient. Being understanding and helpful. The role of being understanding of all roles women play and the hats we wear. It's like spinning all the time. You know, mother, caretaker, cooker, cleaner, worker inside and outside of the home, professional, nurse. I could go and we can name, y'all can shout out a few. You know, some you may not want to shout out. Helpful and even-tempered. Don't just expect to be helped, but give unsolicited help. Number two. This could have been number one, but number two, because I've heard it repeated so many times. Respect. Being respectful, considerate, just like Aretha. I ain't gonna sing. Hey, what you want? Baby, I got it. What you need? You know I got it. All I want is just a little respect. Yeah, when you come home, I ain't gonna do you wrong. Why you gone? I ain't gonna do you wrong. Cause I want all I'm asking for is just a little, just a little, just a little. How about a lot? Respect. Woo! Your kiss is sweeter than honey. And guess what? So is your money. All I want you to do for me is to give me when you get home. Respect. Yeah, baby. Whoop it on. I just want a little respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Take care. T-C-B. Oh, suck it to me, suck it to me. Listen to this. All right. All right. All right. Thank you. Just a little fun, just a little. But number one, just like our men, we also are spiritual works in progress. Recognizing the role God plays in their life and the man God means for them to be. That's number one, a godly man. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Wasn't that a beautiful job? Beautiful job. And Vincia, for writing that in one day, you did an excellent job. That was very, very powerful. Wrote it in just one day. Wow. And both of them mentioned humorous. They want humorous. Vincia and the father, and she has a very funny father with Demetrius. He cracks me up. And Yvonne with Rufus, who's very funny. So I found it funny that, ironic that they both had that. And I just want to say that women, we feel you. All those categories. We have a group here. It's called Men of Arms. And that's one of our goals of Men of Arms. We got the boys that was up here, they're in the Men of Arms, sometimes 20, 25 boys. And we're striving to be role models so that they can grow up and fit some of these categories you're talking about. Be caring and loving and treating the women right. That's what we're doing. We're going against the movies and the rap and some of the other negative influences. And we're just trying to show the boys there's another way. There's a good way to be Yvonne said, godly man, you know, so we're striving to show them with the Men of Arms that, you know, they don't have to be drug boys, they don't have to get into the gangs and be womenizers and all the crazy stuff. We're trying to show them another way, so I just wanted to mention that we are trying with Men of Arms, and the young boys seem to be responding too good to it. Wasn't it good to see it packed up here? I don't remember a time when it was all men and boys filling up like that. That's a beautiful thing. So we're going in the right direction. And speaking to the men, where would we be without the women? Where would we be without our mothers, wives, sisters, daughters? You know, their love and their guidance, what it does to us. I know, I think we'd be pretty much lost. I know I'd be lost without them. So just want to say that was very powerful. We feel you. Women, we feel you. And in closing, I want to say that we love you, we respect you, we need you. Gots to have you. Without you, we are incomplete. Thank you, and God bless you.